They chose sides in the beginning. They decided to protect him. They backed the wrong horse, or they bet on the wrong horse.
Why do you think they chose a horse? And why do you think they chose that one?
I think that we have to keep in mind the SWAT team is very close to the police union. They're all in bed together. I think they always try to justify even bad acts, and this was a bad act. I think it's victim blaming, which they quite often do. We can use the example, and I hate getting involved in these kind of politics, but we can go back to the recent lawsuit that was filed by the five black officers one of their high-ranking officials publicly announced that this victim who was killed was out there buying marijuana. Does that matter why he was out there? Does the victim's indiscretion justify someone killing him? No. One thing has nothing to do with the other, but somehow they try to cast him in this negative light. And I think so often they do that just so that they can somehow justify those bad actions on their part.
And that's a recent case last summer. And then you have your case. Before either one of those, did you see evidence of that in the department as kind of a systemic thing where they would leak rumors and information about, you know, victims or others to cover their own misdeeds or tracks?
I saw it and heard it all the time. It was an epidemic. It was widespread throughout the whole police department. A lot of that is a defense mechanism that a lot of most police officers feel like they're unfairly scrutinized and they're attacked by the public, and that the media goes after them and reports on police actions negatively, biasly, and unfairly. Even if it doesn't get into the public arena, I heard it over and over again. The victim blaming game. I mean, I've heard over these almost 5 years now, I've heard every reason why that night that I was shot, why I was wrong, why I made the mistake. I've heard cops say why I wasn't supposed to be out there, whatever way that they've come up with to point out that if they were in that situation, they never would have been shot because they did the right thing. And I believe that they honestly believe they have to say those things because otherwise it would become a reality to them, that they would have to accept the fact that this can happen to any one of us. And I've heard a lot of cops take the position of Officer Storley, former Officer Storley, and say that they would have done the same thing. They would have shot me.